This is a Rabble Podcast Network show. New voices in your head. It's Radio Free Radio.
You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM.
The government of Saskatchewan, ruled by the Saskatchewan Party of Brad Wall, has just launched a consultation on labor reform. In May, they released a paper outlining the different areas of current labor law that they're considering changing. According to the Communications, Energy and Paper Workers Union of Canada, known by the acronym CEP, the Saskatchewan government is preparing to flout basic workers' rights established by the Supreme Court of Canada and the International Labour Organization. Susan Saunders is a national representative of the CEP, and we've reached her this morning in Regina. Good morning, Susan, and welcome to Vancouver Cooperative Radio.
Good morning.
What rights, what union rights, workers' rights, has the consultation paper of the Saskatchewan Party put into question?
Well, there are two sections in the consultation paper. One is to do with the Labor Standards Act, and they're calling into question minimum wage, particularly whether or not disabled people should be paid the same amount as others in terms of the minimum wage. Currently, the legislation provides that disabled workers can earn less than a minimum wage, and one of the questions in the consultation paper is whether or not that should continue. There's pay equity questions in the consultation paper, questioning whether or not women should be paid the same amount as men in society. There's questions about public holidays, lengthening the work week, and then the second part of the consultation paper deals with matters regarding the Trade Union Act, and the questions there are whether or not companies should be able to have voluntary recognition of the unions that they want, successor right provisions, and issues around collective bargaining.
That first one that you mentioned with regards to union rights, you mean they want to consider bypassing workers having a vote as to whether or not they want to certify with a particular union?
That's right. They are asking for whether or not companies can have voluntary recognition.
Okay. Now, the CEP, the Communication, Energy and Paper Workers Union, with whom you work, has said these changes violate international labor agreements and Canadian law. So how is it possible for the government of Saskatchewan to pass these changes if they're in violation of international agreements and also Canadian legal decisions?
Well, we've just gone through a court battle with the Saskatchewan government over the essential services legislation. The ILO, the International Labor Organization, sets principles, but governments and they can, sanction governments in terms of saying that they violate the principles, but they don't have any ability to actually come in and physically change the laws. What you need to do in that situation, and what we've done, the unions in Saskatchewan, is we've taken them to court. And the court decision on the essential service legislation said, in fact, that they were in violation of the ILO principles, and also that the consultation process was absolutely flawed. And in light of that, the Saskatchewan government, the SAS party, has decided to appeal that decision, and within weeks of that court decision coming out, they've now put in this they've put this paper, this consultation paper, which only provides 90 days for people to respond. And they sent the consultation paper out to 600 odd groups, and only 40 of those 600 groups represent working people. So it's a very biased process. The consultation process isn't really a consultation process. It's not meaningful consultation within the meaning of what consultation is about. There's no public. There's no public hearings that the government is doing. There's you know, very little feedback. I mean, people put in written submissions, and then the government reviews those, and at the end of the day, the government has the ability to put the legislation in that they choose to.
So despite the court decision that went in the favor of the union, that's being appealed, and then this process of changing labor laws is a kind of rigged consultation. Does that fit in with what the Saskatchewan Party has done previously with regards to labor rights in the province?
The Saskatchewan Party has always been pro-business and anti-labor, anti-union. There has been some situations and some cases where we've been able to work with them, but I mean their ideology is very conservative, and so they're not pro-labor.
Nonetheless, they're the ruling party in Saskatchewan. They won an overwhelming majority in the past election, and in light of something that appeared in the Financial Post, the editor there, Terence Corcoran, compared the possible labor reforms being put forward by the Saskatchewan government. He compared them to the labor reforms that was pushed by the governor of Wisconsin. So what would it take in terms of resistance in Saskatchewan to challenge that? What is the union or other social groups considering?
Well, we're starting a campaign, and there's a number of unions that have like-minded campaigns to educate people and to inform them as to what's going on. Our website, our national CEP website, is cep.ca/speakup, and there are interactive things that people can do on that website to register their support for CEP. The SFL, the Saskatchewan Federation of Labor, is obviously quite involved, and so we are doing campaigns at this point in time in the hopes that the Saskatchewan Party will change its mind in terms of making any derogatory changes to the labor, you know, both the Labor Standards Act and also the Trade Union Act. We are also prepared to go into, CEP is prepared to go into a legal battle with the government yet again if we have to. And I think that there will be resistance in terms of on the streets. People will mobilize against this. And I think what people need to understand is that this attack on rights affects not only union people, but any worker in Saskatchewan. People need a decent wage, that women should not be paid less than men, no matter whether or not they're unionized or not unionized. That certainly disabled people shouldn't be paid less than other workers. That the minimum wage in and of itself is too low. People are struggling to make ends meet. And so the attack on the proposed attacks in the consultation paper will affect everybody. And I suspect that the resistance will be all of Saskatchewan workers. It'll just be the trade unions.
Are you aware right now of groups like women's organizations, disabled organizations, other social justice organizations being conscious of these changes and the impact they have for them?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And there's a number of coalitions that are springing up with respect to this.
One last question for people like ourselves here in British Columbia, people outside of Saskatchewan. Are there ways that they also could support your efforts to stop this taking away of workers' rights?
Yes, we're asking people again to access the CEP website, and also to access the Saskatchewan Federation of Labor website and register their support of what's happening and what the unions are doing to fight this.
And many thanks for speaking with us today. And I'll give the website of the Saskatchewan Federation of Labor to people. Thank you again, and best of luck in the struggle.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I've been speaking with Susan Saunders. Susan is a national representative with the Communication, Energy, and Paper Workers Union of Canada. And if you'd like more information and to sign the petition regarding the Saskatchewan government consultation on labor reform, or lack of consultation on labor reform, you can visit the website of the Saskatchewan Federation of Labor. It's sfl.sk.ca/government-consultation.